Islamic Revolution's Guard Corps, the IRGC, has held a military drill southeast of Iran's capital of Tehran. Around 15,000 military personnel of the IRGC and its volunteer forces, known as the Basij forces, took part in the drills. The IRGC was founded after the Islamic Revolution of 1979 and is a branch of Iran's military. On the sidelines of the military maneuvers, Deputy Commander of the IRGC, Hossein Salami, referred to the latest war rhetoric by Israel.
The Zionist regime is bringing baseless threats against Iran. They are not advanced or equipped defensively enough against Iran, especially after the drone that was sent to Israel.
Brigadier General explained how the enemy tries to use political pressure to force economic sanctions against Iranians, adding,
"The enemy is trying to make a scenario by playing psychological warfare to put pressure on our people to give in to Western standards of living. But we are seeing, as the West increases their pressures, Iranians become stronger and more united to stand up to arrogant powers."
In addition, Brigadier General Salami said the Zionist regime uses political bluffs and psychological threats against Iran.
"Iranian people have decided to stand strong and united against pressures by Western countries. Our strength will allow us to pass these times of pressures against our people, economy, and defense capabilities."
He went on to say these tactics are used to force Iran to go to war, reiterating Iran considers them words of fierce battle. Brigadier General Salami talked about Iran's strategic defense capabilities if ever attacked by arrogant powers. These military drills are being conducted in 8 different regions throughout Iran and will continue till October 19th.
The deputy commander of the IRGC has explained that Iran has always lent a hand of peace and friendship to all other countries. At the same time, Iran is fully prepared to defend itself against threats made by any enemy. Amir Hossein Iskandar, Press TV, Tehran.